This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Progress made on several fronts in the search for a missing Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. A Turkish crime scene investigator has finished an inspection of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman. Also, UN spokesman Rupert Colville says he does not know how thorough the investigation has been, but there are calls for it to be so.
The High Commissioner believes the inviolability or immunity of the relevant premises and officials bestowed by treaties such as the 1963 Vienna Convention on Consular Relations should be waived immediately.
Khashoggi was living in self-imposed exile in the United States. He went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to get documents he needed to marry his fiancée, a Turkish national who waited in vain outside for him to return. It's been suggested he was killed after a team of 15 men arrived at the consulate and later left, while Khashoggi was never seen again. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it's preventing terrorism by helping improve their job skills and teaching them the Mandarin language and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.-led United Nations Command, are holding their first talks Tuesday on demilitarizing a section of the heavy fortified border that separates the rival Koreas. The talks will take place in the so-called joint security area, in which the three sides have controlled since the Korean War ended with a truce in 1953, leaving the North and South in a technical state of war. During the third summit in Pyongyang last month, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in reached an agreement to disarm the JSA. This is VOA News. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has died at the age of 65, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
He was one of the wealthiest men in the world with an estimated worth of more than $20 billion, according to Forbes. Paul Allen helped co-found Microsoft with childhood friend Bill Gates in 1975. The company took off 5 years later when IBM Corporation decided to move into personal computers and Microsoft was picked to provide the operating system. Allen eventually branched out into ventures in professional sports, aerospace, and philanthropy. He's credited with giving more than $2 billion to causes dealing with ocean health, homelessness, and scientific research. Paul Allen died at the age of 65. I'm Mike Rossia.
The Nigerian government says a second female aid worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamic group has been murdered. The Information Ministry late Monday identified the victim, who worked at a hospital supported by the International Committee of the Red Cross. Two women, who also worked for the ICRC, were abducted in March during a raid on the remote town of Ran in Borno State, along with a nurse who worked at a health center supported by the UN's children's agency, UNICEF. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa province. The group murdered one person last month and released video threatening to kill another by Monday if the government did not meet its demands. Iran is urging neighboring Pakistan to cooperate in securing freedom for 14 Iranian border guards, including intelligence officers, after militants kidnapped them Tuesday in a pre-dawn raid along the border. The abductees were stationed at a border post when they came under attack from counter-revolutionary groups. The kidnapping occurred in Iran's southeastern Sistan-Baluchistan province, which has a long history of unrest. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is responding after President Trump suggested he could be one of his next key officials to leave the government. The president said about Mattis, "I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth." Mattis did not take too kindly to that statement.
In the U.S. military, we are proudly apolitical. By that I mean that in our duties, we were brought up to obey the elected commander-in-chief, whoever that is.
There is a long list of key officials who have either been fired or resigned during the president's 21-month administration. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the country's embassy there from Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters Tuesday he was open-minded about a suggestion made by a former ambassador to Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last December. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.